I've been asked to say something about the killing of Shishupala. He was the king of the Chedi. And for that, we have to go back to a much happier time, right at the beginning, when the Pandavas and Yudhishthira really were at their zenith, were at their peak of power and influence. They'd been given the half of the kingdom by Dhritarashtra, the Kandava tract, and through Krishna's aid, the architect, the Asuric architect, Maya, had built the most magnificent of palaces. And this consecration of his position as king, and in fact being looked upon as emperor, was the time that this killing took place. This ceremony legitimized the position of the king concerned, but he didn't just get it like that. He really had to show that he had the makeup to warrant that position. And for that, he had to actually send out armies to conquer, and that's really the wrong word, conquer. Well, it is. It conquer, actually, all the other nations, all four points of the compass, north, south, east, and west. So the brothers, Bhima and Arjuna and Nakula, Sahadeva, went out north, south, east, and west to persuade, by force if need be, the various kings to pay tribute and support his position as an emperor. It was a big-time sacrificial ceremony, very similar to the Ashwamedha. Do you remember that, the horse sacrifice? The two really went very close together. There was a difference, and in fact, the Ashwamedha is a jolly sight more expensive. Putting an army in the field for a whole year isn't cheap. Let's go back to how things were set up. If you look at a map of India, the Kurus were pretty well north-central. Remember, the Visaris, Krishna people, were a bit to the west. They were forced out, actually, and we'll talk about that, to the west coast. And then running southeast of the nation of the Kurus, Kauravas, Pandavas, were the Panchalas, north and south Panchala. And to just below the Panchalas was the Chedi. And to the west of the Chedi were Jarasandra's people, the Magadans. In fact, the Magadans and the Chedi were very close indeed, very close allies. King Jarasandra had made Shishupala his marshal, his chief of his army. Dhritarashtra wasn't all that keen about going for this really top brass position. He called Krishna and took his advice, and Krishna said, what you will have to do if you're going to go for this emperor position, and you should do it, is you'll have to get rid of Jarasandra of the Magadhas. Remember, I just mentioned him. He had an Asuric background, and I mentioned before how he'd thrown out of balance the power structure of that central north and south parts of India. He was a bit of a bad hat. He'd captured about 84, 85 kings, and he was waiting till he got to 100 kings. Then he was going to sacrifice the whole lot to Shiva. He was a great Shivite, a great follower of Shiva. Krishna said he'll have to go, first of all, for being such a sinful fellow and causing so much suffering there. And so the three of them went, Krishna, Bhima, and Arjuna, and they killed him in single combat, at least Bhima did. And this led the way, when the kings were let out of the prison, for them to actually all support Yudhishthira in his Rajasuriya. The interesting thing is that Bhima took his armies out east towards Shishupala, and Shishupala and the Chedi were going to be one of the nations which he'd have to say, you pay tribute, or I'll fight you and conquer you. In actual fact, he got on well with Shishupala, and he stayed there for 30 days before he came back. So Shishupala actually came to the Rajasuriya, although there was great enmity between him and Krishna, a lot of baggage there. Shishupala, as marshal of the Magadhas and the Chedi, attacked, 14, 15, 16 times the Visri nation. And in fact, at one stage, when Krishna wasn't present there, they took over, they overran Mathura, that's the chief city of the Visris when they were in central India, and they forced them temporarily to the west coast. It was reclaimed later on, and eventually Krishna, because of being harried so much by Jarasandra and Shishupala as his marshal, moved out permanently to the west coast. Not only that, Shishupala wanted to marry Rukmini, and she was the sister of Rukmi, who wanted her to marry Shishupala. She was dead against it, didn't want it. So she, in fact, wrote secretly to Krishna and asked him if he would actually capture her. Remember, there was legitimate marriage by capture. So Krishna did this, married her, and of course he became her chief wife, senior wife. Not only that, the thing was that Shishupala's mother was Krishna's aunt. They were all together, and Krishna was disgusted that he'd be attacked so much by the Shishupala. And Shishupala, he was a bit of a bad egg. He had an Asuric background, which was the reason for this. And now we have to go back a little bit to his birth. When he was born a freak. He had two pairs of hands, arms, and a third eye. And his parents actually wanted to do away with him. Their various servants said, no, you know, this is a freak. You must get rid of him. He wouldn't be the right person to rule your kingdom. When they were contemplating this, one of these heavenly voices or voices from the heavens said, do not kill your son. He has his lifespan to live out. And he will eventually be killed by someone whose lap he sits on, where his arms will fall away and his third eye will disappear. Well, over a period of time, a lot of people would actually go and visit the aunt, friends, relations, and so on. And she'd always plonk the baby on their lap to see what would happen. Nothing happened until Krishna and his elder brother, Balarama, went over to see his aunt. There's the mother of Shishupala. And he was placed on Krishna's lap, and his arms came away, and his third eye disappeared. Well, the poor mother was distraught, and she begged Krishna. She said, please, please, don't kill my son. So Krishna said, well, destiny has it that he has to die. I will defer what I have to do here until he has done 100 bad things, sinful things. And so it was left like that. The Rajasuri was big, really big. Yudhishthira had houses built, artificial ponds, gardens, heavens knows what. Any king who was a king of any note was there. There were a constant stream of Brahmins going in. Even the Sudras were allowed in certain parts. And of course, the seven great rishis from the heavens came. Narada was there as well. And the whole family took part. The Kauravas took part. There wasn't any jealousy or anything like that that you might have thought about. Because in actual fact, you see, ever since Dhritarashtra took over as king, Pandu didn't stay for long. He went to the forest, went to the woods. And Dhritarashtra took over. He was the eldest, but of course he was blind. There was a certain drop in status. And of course, the warring of the brothers didn't help either. And so really, this really raised the status of the whole of the Kuru nation. So it was really quite a nice family affair. And it all went well until the end, when a first gift had to be given for the most important VIP. Six had to be chosen, but they had to choose the first person. It's a bit like, you know, for all you sportsmen, the choosing the man of the match. And so the first gift had to go to the most important person. Yudhishthira asked Bhishma what was the protocol and who should it go to. And Bhishma, without any hesitation, said, Krishna. That's when the problem occurred. In fact, it started okay, and Sahadeva was asked to introduce it and make the presentation to Krishna, and no one really said much at all until you could see anger welling up in Shishupala. And then all the old enmity came out. Time's against me, but I'll get him what we can. He said, this just isn't the right person, Krishna. Who is Krishna? He's not even a king. And then he actually got very personal. This is really where life got difficult for him. He pointed out that was biased in his choice, and that it was bad dharma, and he said it reflected badly on all these Pandavas. They'd really been jumped up to be in this position and to make this appointment. And not only was he being objectionable, but he was being obnoxious, and he stalked out. Well, poor old Yudhishthira went trotting after him, when I say trotting, metaphorically speaking, and he said, you know, you shouldn't speak like this. He was very gentle with him. It wasn't the right thing to say. This has been such a successful affair, and what you're saying isn't right. Shishupala, he wouldn't change tack. And it was when he said that, in fact, he said to Krishna, he said, and your wife Rukmini had a previous husband, of course that was him, inferring, of course, that she was second-hand goods. Well, Shishupala had played his last card. Krishna went through very quietly all the evil, sinful things he'd done, the people he'd killed, the people he'd captured, all these things he'd done. And as he was coming to the end, you could hardly see it. Whoosh, out went his discus, the head came off, discus was back within a second. My goodness, what a conversation stopper and a half. People were shocked. They looked at Krishna. Some people rang their hands. One or two were angry, but there's a silence, and people just couldn't believe what had happened. And as the head rolled and the body slumped to the ground, out of the body, rather like a sun, came out of it, and it hovered in front of Krishna, and then it disappeared into him. Well, quickly, Yudhishthira got the brothers together and said, get the funeral rites done as soon as you can. And that's what they did. And fortunately, Shishupala's son was there. And so they're on the spot, they anointed him as the new king of the Chedi. There was quite a bit of, well, not quite a bit, there was some mumbling and murmuring. But actually, Sahadeva stepped up to the mark and he said, if anyone disputes Krishna as being given the first gift, then my boot will be on his neck. And he took his sword out and he put his sword over his foot, and that did it. That switched them. Anyway, it did end off okay. You just arranged that all the brothers would escort the honored guests, Drona, Bhishma and the others, to the boundaries, which they did, and it ended as well as one could have hoped. If you have been listening, thanks very much, and a very, very, very happy new year to everyone.